from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
A couple people corrected me. That's right. It was the pitcher who fielded that ball in the Little League World Series game. The first baseman was charging the ball and wasn't at first base. My apologies to the Chinese team. My apologies to both teams that I botched the final play like that.
I thought you said that.
No, I said the first baseman fielded it. It was the pitcher who fielded it. It's just the first baseman had charged the ball and wasn't there to catch the ball at first base. Yeah, so my apologies. My apologies for that. All right, Payne and Pendergast.
You're getting roasted in Taipei right now.
Big time. Dude, and in Florida, apparently.
Or tomorrow.
They're awake. Yeah.
In the great state of Florida. Yeah. However the international dateline works, you're getting roasted out of tomorrow or yesterday.
This story about the Chargers were in Dallas to play the Cowboys this weekend, and apparently like a dozen of their players and a few other staffers and other people, Dan Fouts' wife, who I guess Dan Fouts is on the Chargers broadcast team, and so they were there for the trip. They got trapped in an elevator for 2 hours at the Westin downtown in Dallas. And so they were in there for 2 hours. Eventually, the fire department got there, and they were able to like pull one of the panels from the ceiling of the elevator and pull everybody up through the ceiling and then drop them into a working elevator. Mm-hmm. But I guess it was a pretty harrowing experience being stuck in a crowded elevator for 2 hours. Jim Harbaugh was not in that elevator, but Justin Herbert was. And Jim Harbaugh is super excited about the leadership qualities shown by his quarterback in a tense situation.
That's a shared experience. I mean, brought them closer together. I just missed it, you know, being on that elevator. And it's like, I wish I could have been there with those guys, you know. And but Justin Herbert was, and the remarkable things that came out of it was, you know, to a guy, you know, Tarheeb, young rookie player, is like, wow, Justin Herbert's a leader. I mean, he was a rock. You know, kept everybody calm. And Jerry Fouts told me the same thing. You know, pulled me aside after they got out, and just how great Justin was.
Yeah, there you go. Honestly, look. I don't think this is like proof positive that Justin Herbert is he stands head and shoulders above humans in terms of his leadership ability and how cool and calm he is under pressure. I think most good quarterbacks are probably wired that way. Mm-hmm. They tend to handle pressure really well or various circumstances. Yeah, I always think of like fighter pilots are kind of wired that way. You think of the movie The Right Stuff, where they're putting them through all these grueling physical tests, and Dennis Quaid is just, you know, chewing gum and popping jokes and everything. Nothing bothers him. But I do think that if your quarterback were the guy that melted down and was like a blubbering mess, that's notable. I think that would be
That's a cuttable offense.
Yeah, I think it would be hard. If there was some story about Justin Herbert literally peeing down his leg or something, then that's a tough one to come back from. That would be a bigger story, is if somehow he had fallen apart.
I think CJ would be amazing in a broken, crowded elevator. I think he'd be totally calm in that situation. So I think we got the right guy.
Who would be the worst quarterback in that situation. It would just be a frazzled mess.
I think Osweiler. Old Baker, maybe not the new version of Baker. But
Old Baker Mayfield, you like you try to fight somebody?
Yeah, Old Baker would definitely have not, he would not have been good in that situation.
I feel like Jim Harbaugh within minutes would have been laying out his plan for how they had to procreate because they might be the last people on earth.
You know who might not have been good?
Like, listen, we're going to have to.
You know who might not have been good? Jim Harbaugh, the quarterback. Yeah. Remember, he used to get into shouting matches with Ditka on the sidelines back in the day.
Do you think Jim Harbaugh would insist on being the first guy pulled out of the elevator because of his the importance of his leadership?
No, not if there were women in there. I think he is a gentleman. I think he would.
That's true,
I think he would let the women, but he would be the first player out. I think. Speaking of C.J. Stroud, this was a good sideline interview that Shelby Coppedge did with him. She did her research, man. We don't have time to play the whole thing. I love this answer because when you ask players to give props to other players, there's always a hesitancy. This was C.J. Stroud being asked, who would you not want to get hit by?
I would say, like, pass, like, Ed Reed, or, like, Ray Lewis, or Troy Polamalu, like, one of the old players. I really don't, like, be fair to nobody. I don't think I only fear God, so, you know. But I don't know. Getting hit kind of helps you, like, play harder. I don't know. I kind of like it.
He kind of likes getting hit. If you couldn't hear it there, the crowd noise was a little loud in the background. He said, I don't fear anybody except for I fear God. No current players on his list. That is to be expected. That guy's
I don't fear anybody.
Prop up current guys like that.
I fear God.
Yeah,
I like you always go back to DeAndre Hopkins and the Hard Knocks when he was telling who was the Redskins player that he was telling the
probably D'Angelo Hall
God.
Was the one whose ankles
D'Angelo
he broke.
Hall, that's
If
CJ's anything like me and he thought of a joke that he then had to throttle back, which I'd spend about. I do 4 minutes out of every hour doing. I think the obvious answer is Quinnen Williams. I think he would have said, like, I'd prefer not to get hit by Quinnen Williams again. You hear me, Juice? So, like,
Quinnen Williams
kind of sucked.
We didn't play any of the audio from this, but Quinnen Williams is too busy getting his interviews cut off by Jim Rome on Friday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, maybe
minute.
We'll get to that later this week.
Yeah. It was a funny moment. So we should start. I would imagine, Seth, start getting some cuts here a little later on today. D'Amico meets with the media at 11, and I don't know if we'll hear any before that or if that's when they start to flood out. They've got a lot of work to do over the next day or so. I don't know. What do you think happens with this whole running back situation? That's what has everybody talking here.
All right. I think that it's impossible to judge D'Amico's body language or his tone of voice when asked about Damian Pierce after the press conference because, he could have just been saying the bare minimum about a player that they plan on trading, or he could have just been, like, he knows that it's an issue, that it's a talking point, and that it's going to be criticized if they keep him. So I have no idea which way they're going to go with Damian Pierce. I do think that him being traded might be the best thing for Damian Pierce himself. And also the best thing for the Texans right now. So I'm hoping, I'm not saying this with any kind of false nobility or anything. I really think the best thing for Damian Pierce might be to be in a different situation on a different offense, and it would be the best thing for the Texans. So I hope that's what happens.
A lot of people are framing it as a Pierce versus Akers thing because Pierce didn't play and Akers played a ton in that game.
Yeah.
I have them both making it right. And if Damian's not traded, my 53 here, I have them both making it. Like Akers, they're not an either or necessarily. Damian making it does, I would say, reduce the chances of Akers making it just based on how many running backs you're going to bring into the season. But I think Akers is going to make this team.
If Akers isn't on the roster, I'm going to be genuinely angry about that. That'll be, even if they trade him, I will be upset about that.
Yeah. All right. So that'll be, we'll know a lot more answers tomorrow. Tomorrow, 3:00 is the deadline. Seth? Antibodies to you, Mike.
Antibodies and all of that to you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Good luck in Taipei.
Thank you very much. All right, we are done. We are out of time. Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, Texans Monday, they are up next. We will see you guys tomorrow at 6 a.m.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.